Breakfast with Benz podcast here at Trib Live. Tim Benz with you, talking draft. Boy, we did a lot of that for football. Been doing a lot of it for hockey. We're going to do a ton of it for baseball as well this year. The Pirates with the number one overall pick. And the feeling is it's going to be an LSU Tiger from the championship team that just won the College World Series. But which one? Dylan Cruz or Paul Skeens? Joining us today to talk about that is Chris Blair. He's the voice of the LSU Tigers, football, basketball, and baseball. Chris, thanks a lot for taking time to join us. Greatly appreciate the time. Are you exhausted after the College World Series?
Well, Tim, first of all, thanks for having me on. And, you know, it's a little tiring just because you're away from home for 2 weeks. But, you know, it is the greatest show on dirt, as the NCAA tabs it. And this year was no different. And get to see some great teams, great coaches, great programs, obviously, great players that many of which will be headed to the next level. So, you know, yeah, it's nice to be home. But when you're in it, you don't get tired. You're just having a blast.
Man, you're doing all three sports. You get a little vacation you can squeeze in here? Or is there like golf you're going to call, or tennis or anything like that for LSU in between?
Not a lot going to happen in the next 45 days. You know, I'm sure it's great to be back with my family. I'm lucky enough to have a loving wife and two children that put up with me being gone. Or maybe the flip side of that is they like me being gone. But either way, I'm going to reintroduce myself to the family and then get to do a couple of cool things before, you know, college football comes around, which this merry-go-round seems to crank up faster and faster every year.
Well, Chris, I don't know what the ratings were yet here in Pittsburgh for the College World Series, but there were a lot of people in town that treated LSU like they were a suburb here in Western Pennsylvania. I mean, people were all about the College World Series here because of the Cruz and Skeens connections. You follow these guys, you covered these guys. How good are they? You saw the best in the business for an extended run in the College World Series. Are they completely deserving of being the one and or two picks, as so many people here in Pittsburgh are presuming? It seems that way from the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these two are the best in college baseball in their respective positions. And that's not hyperbole on my part. I mean, that's talking to, you know, the men and women who cover this sport, not only every day this year, but for years and years. I mean, they talk about Dylan Cruz and being a true five tool player, which is interesting because in the championship game Monday night, he put all five tools on display. Paul Skeens is a freak of nature. And he's a generational guy, at least from a college standpoint, to get an opportunity to see him perform and be as masterful as he has been since he arrived on campus. And the interesting thing is that 2 years ago, I saw Paul Skeens in his freshman year at Air Force. They came and played LSU early in the non-conference. And at that time, he came in, gave up the first home run to Dylan Cruz in his freshman year. And Paul Skeens was nothing more than a footnote on a stat page. Dylan Cruz was the one that made the headlines that day with his first career home run. But after going to the Air Force, and again, just goes to show you, I mean, you don't just apply to go to the Air Force Academy. Everybody understands how you get there. His work ethic, his preparation, it's already on a professional level. And when he decided and his coach at Air Force decided that, hey, I know you always wanted to be a fighter pilot, and that's certainly something high to aspire to, but you've got a chance to make generational money, life-changing money in the sport of baseball, and you need to go somewhere to make sure that happens in the next couple of years. So LSU was his choice, and again, he was phenomenal. There's nobody like him in college baseball. Most of the gentlemen I know that you guys probably watched on television, Ben McDonald, Kyle Peterson, Chris Burke, the analysts for ESPN, they all said he could be pitching right now. I mean, put him on a roster, he'd be on a mound somewhere in the major leagues. Now, they don't say that very often. And I know Kyle Peterson, who I saw Monday night before the championship game, so there's only four or five people on the planet Earth that can do what Paul Skeens can do with a baseball. So long-winded answer to tell you, yeah, both of these guys are deserving. They're the top two players in college baseball in 2023. Paul Skeens is a pitcher who happens to be able to hit the ball pretty well, but his future is going to be on the mound. And then Dylan Cruz can do it all. He's got one of the best whiff rates, lowest whiff rates in college baseball, and it compares to the average in Major League Baseball. He's a fastball seeker, and he can do damage when you give him a fastball. He's disciplined at the plate. He covers a ton of real estate in the outfield. If you hit it his way, it's going to be an out. If he can get to it, you're going to be out. And he's a very good base runner, smart base runner, just all around, just great player.
Chris Blair with us, play-by-play voice of the LSU Tigers for baseball and basketball and football as well. Talking baseball now with the draft coming up, the Pirates holding the number one pick in the draft. Dylan Cruz and Paul Skenes likely to go 1-2, and that definitely seems to be the case on just about every draft board in terms of talent, Chris. There is a question, and here in Pittsburgh for some, those that want to see Cruz be the guy, a concern that he might not want to come here because of slotting. There's a belief, at least that's been talked about on ESPN, that he might ask for some overslot for being the number one guy, and Pittsburgh may not want to go there. Have you heard anything about that, that he might not want to come to Pittsburgh specifically? I know Boris is his guy, so he's had an issue here with the Pirates in the past.
Yeah, I think that's probably where it starts. And, you know, I've heard things no more or no different than what you have or what anybody's reading or what's on Twitter, which, you know, in my opinion and my experience, about 98% of that is nonsense. But having said that, I believe that Dylan Cruz and what will be his representation feel like he is the number one player, should be the number one pick, and that which should bring a set number, whatever that value is that they placed on it, for his services. So there was some talk, again, just from people in and around the College World Series, that thought that Paul Skenes suddenly now might be the first pick because maybe there's a way to get him for less money than Dylan Cruz. So again, I don't have any inside information. I certainly don't meet with Dylan and his agent. We were having fun, Dylan and I, in Omaha. All of that stuff seemed to be a lifetime away. But I think there's some, you can follow and connect the dots and see why that's probably, at least, if not true, it's easy to kind of put that together and say, well, he may want more money. He may want something a little better out of the gate. But I know this about Dylan Cruz. His parents are five-star. Both his mom and dad are incredible human beings, and they've done an incredible job as a father myself. And I've said this 1,000 times about Dylan. Anybody who has a son would want him to grow up to be Dylan Cruz, not because of what he does on the baseball field, but because of the human being he is. And the reason he's so beloved here in Baton Rouge and will always be a legend in South Louisiana, and for that matter, LSU fans across the globe, is what he did in the community. And the time he took were people who were not as blessed as he was. And so I think, again, he's worth every penny for what he can do on a baseball field. But for me, he's just he's a great young man and an example. In a day and time where it's all about me, 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 that's not really been Dylan's MO. He goes out, does his job. He's the best player in college baseball. Doesn't showboat. Just simply goes out, packs a lunch, does the work, and you know, lets his play speak for himself. So I don't want to put any – I certainly would fight against the notion that he's out there trying to put people over a barrel. Now, business is business, and now he's moved from amateur play to professional play, and his people will take care of the business side. But from a young man's perspective and from a hero perspective or a superstar perspective, Dylan Cruz is every bit worth every penny he can get.
Is the sense accurate that it's merely about the signing bonus now, or is it a perception that he and his representation might have about Pittsburgh and the second contract, do you think, that might have them ill at ease?
Well, again, I think he would have to go back to his agent in the history. And I don't, certainly don't follow her enough. I'm busy with college football, basketball, and baseball to get into the weeds with Major League Baseball other than just a passing fan. Mm-hmm. But I am well aware of the fact that there's been a history between his agent and that organization. So is it because of the upfront bonus money? Is it because what he thinks will happen when they come back for a second time around? I don't know. I don't know the history between the two. But it makes sense to me that there's going to be trepidation, or at least this warning shot across the bow to say, hey, look, I know what's happened in the past, and we are not going to let that happen with Dylan Cruz. So, again, all speculation on my part.
Meanwhile, Skenes, as I've read, has the same representation that Henry Davis does, the former number one pick by the Pirates, who just recently got called up to the big leagues, and that all seemed to work out swimmingly. So that might be another reason why they lean in that direction from a business standpoint. I think, to use your word, here, Chris, if there's trepidation to be had from a Pirates fan standpoint about Skeens, it's, well, pitchers, number one overall, what about their arms? What about the injury rate, et cetera? We saw that when Jameson Taillon was the number two overall pick, a very promising player who's still pitching now, but certainly ran into an abnormal amount of injuries during his time in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. As far as the delivery, as far as his mechanics, as far as what you know about his arm, how sound is he and how worthy of a risk is there? Pitcher aside, I get it. It's going to happen to any pitcher potentially to have an arm injury, but how safe is Skeens in that regard versus the norm?
You know, I think he is a little higher in a safe bet, so to speak, Tim, than typical. And again, not an athletic trainer, no medical license. I did not go to medical school. I went to medical school the same place I went to law school, which was neither. So I want to preface by saying that first. But what I can say is that I've been around a lot of major league pitchers. LSU's been fortunate enough to have several who then, after their careers, come back and live in Baton Rouge. They come and continue to work out at the LSU lab, both the hitting lab and pitching lab that they have on campus. So I'm around them a lot. And the body makeup of Paul Skeens is very different than most. He is a giant human being. I don't know how he would have ever fit into a F-16 cockpit. Had a chance to sit with him on the road, eat breakfast and sometimes dinner with him. And he's just a huge human being. And again, anything can happen when you're asking somebody to do with the human body what major league pitchers are asked to do. But he's a different makeup. And again, he's got a very specific rest and procedure that he goes through. And that's why, you know, the question this past week was, would we see him three times? Would we possibly see him in that championship game? Well, I think there was a chance, but he was probably on a 30 or 40 pitch count if he had pitched in that championship game. Because he has a very disciplined, and again, it goes back to his ability in spending 2 years at the Air Force Academy. Those guys seem to be pretty routine oriented overall. That I think he's got a chance to really be able to do that, as opposed to, again, what we've seen in a lot of times, taking a risk on a pitcher that throws 100 plus miles an hour, how much tread is left on the tire. I'd put my money on Paul Skeens just because I've seen what he's done. I've talked to the trainers who've worked with him at LSU. They've talked about how some of the things he brought personally, they're going to continue to institute with pitchers they continue to recruit and develop here at LSU. So I think he's on to something. I don't know where he got it. I don't know if he invented it, got it from the Air Force, got it from whoever. But conditionally, I think he has the ability to withstand the type of strain that it's going to take. So again, midway through the season, it was almost overall consensus that Dylan Cruz would be the number one pick because of the five tool skills, the fact that he was, again, a position player as opposed to a pitcher. And I know that some of the business side over the last 3 to 5 days has impacted that some, but I also saw where people felt like Paul Skeens was the best bet to go with because, again, there's only 3 or 4 or 5 people on the planet that can do what he does. And that will bring eyes to him out of major league front offices. But I just really think that for me, I told my son coming up, I'd rather you play a position than a pitcher, because they're asking young kids today with travel ball to pitch and play so much more than we did coming up in my generation. They play 70, 80 games a year from the time they're 8 years old to high school. And I told him for that very reason, I'd rather you really concentrate on being a position player, because I think there is only so much tread on a tire. So I know that's a big concern. It's always going to be a big concern, but I would give Pittsburgh fans a little bit of solace in the fact that, number one, he's an incredible human specimen. And number two, he's Tom Brady-like when it comes to taking care of his body in all phases.
I'm reading between the lines maybe a little bit, Chris, but I'm getting the vibe that if you were in Ben Cherington's shoes, business-wise, perhaps being the biggest reason, I'm just getting the sense from you, it almost sounds like you're feeling like Skeens might be the guy for Pittsburgh, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Just, again, listening, and again, I try to do twice, even though I get paid to talk for a living. When I'm not in the booth, I try to listen twice as much as I talk. It was advice I was given a long time ago that seems to work well for me. And just listening to people talk about it, they felt like that in the last, for whatever reasons, 2 to 3 weeks, And it may have been because of the run Paul had in the regional, super regional, and college World Series, that after four-fifths of the season, it was always Dylan Cruz, the number one pick, Skeens, the second pick, and Langford out of Florida, the third pick. Suddenly, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, that first and second slot has started to wiggle a little bit. I don't think that's all about business. Again, I say that. But if there is some hesitation due to some business dealings, I think for me, just as a fan watching the news and reading Twitter, it looks like to me Pittsburgh's probably going to go with Paul Skeens.
Last thing, Chris, is there a pitcher that Skeens reminds you of in the big leagues? And the same question about Cruz as well as a position player.
I mean, Cruz is pretty easy to me because I think he is a young Mike Trout. And I know people say, well, wait a minute. Whoa. I know. But, I mean, he put, like I said, the best thing for Dylan on Monday night was his ability to show everything he does in one encapsulated game. Because we've talked for 3 years about how he doesn't get enough credit for what he does in the field. Because, again, he finished the year batting .426 in 71 baseball games. And, you know, that's incredible. His strikeout rate has dropped dramatically since his freshman, sophomore, and junior year. The other thing is his selectiveness at the plate has increased so much that his walks almost doubled from his freshman year. And again, this is a guy that plays every day. So it's not as if his at-bats had increased as well. I mean, he's that good. But defensively, he's so solid. If it goes in the air anywhere from outside the 375 line in left center to outside the 375 line in right center, Dylan Cruz is getting it. And for me, that's why I think Mike Trout comes to mind, because again, he's just a great hitter and he's a great fielder. He's just a great all-around player. Paul Skeens is a little harder for me just simply because, again, readily admitted. Just the size. I mean, he just doesn't look like, I mean, Ben McDonald, who people may remember, he's on the Orioles broadcast now. He's a, he was the first Golden Spikes Award winner until Dylan Cruz won it earlier this week. But Ben McDonald, to me, is what I see a lot of guys that are 6'6", 6'7", and they're broad shoulders. They've got a powerful upper body, big hands, but not necessarily the biggest trunk. You know, they usually have not unathletic, but they're just not huge. I told Paul earlier this year during the Auburn series, I said, look, buddy, I know you're going to have a long career in the major leagues, but when that's over, if you're still a relatively young man, you ought to consider the WWE, because he's built like that. Uh-huh. So again, it's hard for me to compare him to somebody in the major leagues. And again, also because I don't get a chance to watch as much, I get highlights more so than actual games just because of my schedule. But he's everybody I've talked to, from Kyle Peterson to Ben McDonald, to the coaches who are around him at LSU. I've heard coaches who talk about him in our opposing coaches in the SEC. And, I mean, it's just one of those players that, at least for LSU, a very proud program with seven national titles, they've had two come along in 30 years. So that should speak pretty highly of what Pittsburgh or any other team would get in a big right-hander in Paul Skeens.
Thanks a lot for the time, Chris. It was great having you on. I appreciate the perspective. You know these guys very well. You've covered them their whole time there, and it's great to know that we can rely on you for some background. It's going to come in very useful as we continue to watch this until the draft next month. Thanks a lot.
No doubt about it, Tim. Thanks for having me on. And again, regardless of who they take, if they get either Paul or Dylan, they're getting a great baseball player and a great human being, and they should be happy for that.
Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers.